You have probably never heard of Ursula Burns.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Ursula Burns grew up in a housing project in New York City. Her single mother ran a daycare center out of her home and ironed shirts to send Ursula to a good school. She attended New York University and from there did an intern at Xerox. Today, she's the CEO and chairperson of Xerox, the first African-American woman to head a Fortune 500 company. But as remarkable as this story is, it pales when compared to the rags-to-riches story of our Lord. He was born in a stable to a single girl. While on earth, he had no place to lay his head. Though innocent, he died on a cross as God's lamb to pay for the sins of all humanity. Friends buried him in a borrowed grave. But he arose again and returned to heaven. In Revelation chapter 5, John gives us this heavenly scene. I heard the voices of thousands and millions of angels around the throne and of the living beings and the elders. Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea. They sang, "Blessing and honor and glory and power belong to the one sitting on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever." Paul said of Jesus, "Though he was rich, yet for our sake he became poor, that we through his poverty might become rich."
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.